Hello again. Welcome back to Believers Academy and our series, Get Wisdom, It's the Principal Thing. My name is Chris, and this is my anointed wife, Camille, and we're from the staff of Kenneth Copeland Ministries. Today, our third lesson will teach us how to receive God's wisdom. As we face issues in life, it's natural to apply human reasoning and understanding to them. Yet God has provided us His way to overcome that. Camille?
Amen to that. God says to not lean on our own understanding, but to acknowledge Him, and He will make our path straight. So as we seek the wisdom of God for any situation, we need to let Him teach us what He thinks and not rely on our own thoughts. We are so thankful that you are studying with us. Don't forget about the study aids we've prepared for you. Did you know that you can even download the leader's notes? All of the free downloads are right under this video. Just like before, at any time during the presentation, feel free to pause to look up scripture, write notes, or go back. Here we go. Let's join Kenneth Copeland and Bill Winston now.
Hello, everybody. I'm Kenneth Copeland. This is the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. Now, we're going to open this a little bit different than we usually do on this broadcast because of the instructions that the Word of the Lord gave me just before the camera came on. That is this. We're learning today how to receive the wisdom of God and how to get the key issue in this situation that'll change it, turn it around. I've done everything the doctors say. I've done everything the books say. I've done everything the banker said and all of that. And this mess is still here. Now listen, here's step number one. We're going to pray this way going into this broadcast today. Attend to my words, incline your ear unto my sayings. What is that? I'm a doer of the word, Lord. Now you pray and you listen to praying in this manner. Father in heaven, I incline my ear to your word today. What you say is right. Whether it seems right to me or not, if it says it in your word, then that's final authority to me. And I will act on it as soon as I understand what you're telling me to do. I'm a doer of the word, and I receive it. I open my eyes and my ears and my mind to you to hear and to see. I'll say what I hear you say. I'll do what I see you do. I will not try to change your word to fit my situation. I will, however, change my lifestyle and my situation, if need be, in order to act on your word, to fit your word. I receive it in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise God. Brother Bill,
thank you.
We're into something here, brother.
You know, Brother Copeland, let me just start by saying this. While you were praying there, we have to be open to kingdom thoughts. Now, that's why I said this, because when we were supposed to go in and have service in the mall, the day before that, I was told by the governing officials of the village, we're sorry, but we have voted and we're not going to allow you all to have service in that shopping mall complex. Now, we had purchased the mall and everything. I said, oh, no. I said, now, are you aware that we're supposed to have service tomorrow night? We understand that. But we have voted, the council has voted, and so forth. Now, I didn't get all bent out of shape and everything. I said, thank you. I hung the phone up. I said, tonight I'm going to bed early because I'm going to get up early and I'm going to seek the Lord. Now, you just said, attend to my words. Incline thine ears to my mm-hmm. sayings.
Mm-hmm.
So I got up, got in the Word of God, all right? First started looking at the promises of God and so forth. Then I began to pray in the Holy Ghost and so forth. Then now I'm asking, I said, Lord, give me interpretation. Show me. He said, take Romans 13, verses 1 through 5, and read it to the mayor. Man. Now, that was it. You see, now, understand, I got to be open to kingdom thoughts. I mean, because this is being broadcast from a whole nother kingdom, the kingdom of God. So, okay, now, I've got to do what he told me to do. See, this is, it's no good if I just hear this and say, well, now, I don't know what good that's going to do. Now I'm trying to apply human reason to godly wisdom, and that won't work. You've got to come on one side or the other. You got to say, wait a minute now.
That'll compound the failure.
That is
because
exactly.
The way you were thinking is what going to get you in there in the first place.
Right, exactly,
yeah,
right.
Bill, that's so crucial.
So I'm saying, so what did I do? I got it. And he said, make it the Living Bible translation when you read it. And I said, wow. Now, understand, I'm following instructions to the letter. And then he said, get your secretary to type it, make it nice typing. You can just pull it out and just read it. Now I'm getting a meeting with the mayor. They said, well, the mayor's busy today. I said, well, as a citizen of this village, we already have, you know, this shopping mall we purchased, so forth. I demand to see the mayor. I said, just like that. And they said, well, let me check on it. I'll come get back to you. Call me back in about 15 minutes. The mayor will see you for a very short period of time. I said, very well. So at 12:30, had a meeting with the mayor, got there. Lady was vacuuming and stuff, and I knew that the forces were trying to keep me from just doing what God called me to do. Mm-hmm. Next thing I know, I sit down there and I began to pull that thing out and read it. Mayor jumped up, says, can you stay right here? I need to see the building commissioner. And Gannett, building commissioner, was in a meeting with the union, came back, Reverend, I just don't know what to do here. They voted on this thing, and man, it was like visibly disturbed because of me reading a few passages of scripture. And I'm saying, a lot of times, your natural mind may not be able to figure out what those instructions, all those instructions mean, but God knows exactly what he's going to do as a result of that.
You don't know what that mayor was thinking at breakfast
that
morning.
That is exactly right.
Because God's dealing with the mayor's mind and all that, and the devil probably been messing with the mayor's mind. But God's word has dominating power.
I ended up, called me back, said, listen, Reverend, we're going to let you go in there for tonight. I'll keep the police away. But listen, let this be the last night. We'll just let you do this. And by the next time, by that Sunday, God had shifted the whole thing around. Now we've won thousands of souls in that same spot. Now, not only that, look at the village, blessed. Look at it's prospering all over the place.
That place was on its last legs. It was doomed. That, you know, just another old dead shopping
exactly.
center. Most of the stores
exactly.
already closed
exactly.
down and all. And you go in there now, it's the garden spot of Chicago.
That is
brother.
Exactly
I'm telling
right.
you, and just prospering all the stores and all the people are prospering and a bunch of believing folks everywhere you look.
And other villages had to lay off people during that mortgage crisis. This one had to lay off nobody. As a matter of fact, they brought on a few. Why? Because we are a blessing
now,
to those people.
Tell me now what the attitude of the city council
oh,
is.
Oh, totally different. What can we do for you, Reverend? What can you do? You see?
Now, I don't know
yeah.
this particular
yeah.
instance,
yeah.
but I've seen these things yeah. over and over and over again in nearly 50 years yeah. of doing this. And those guys, all they're looking at is tax dollars.
That's it.
Well, the church gets a hold of that. We ain't going to get another dime out of them. Yeah. So, now they're getting taxes out of a lot of stores that were old dead stores. They wasn't getting anything
getting
out of them.
Millions of dollars of taxes buying squad cars and everything else. I'm here to tell you right now, get wisdom. It's the principal thing.
Isn't that just wonderful?
Not that problem that was tomorrow night. This is not a problem that stretches out. You know, this is a problem that I got right now. Wisdom can solve that problem right now.
Praise God. Now, Bill, take us, I saw this on yesterday's broadcast. Someone with chronic ailments. I read something in this magazine, I do that, seemed like that to help a little while, but then it's back, and then I talk to that doctor, and I talk to that doctor, and I take this, and I got five prescriptions, and the more of those things I take, the worse it gets, and I just wonder what God's trying to show me in all of this and all that. No. That is not the approach you want to take. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
If you go to Him first, incline your ear to His sayings. I am yours to command.
Yes.
I'm going to say what you say in this thing. Now, He may have a specific person for you to talk to. He may have, there may be a doctor somewhere that's praying about this very thing, and God has shown that person what to do about this. But if you just jump out there and take in the world's wisdom, you're going to get the benefit of all their failure.
My goodness.
Now, how do you start that, Bill, and get, how do you get from here to there?
See, this wisdom, you have to know that this wisdom has been laid up for you. You've got to know that part of your inheritance is this wisdom here. And once I knew that, I not only used it for the mall, but when the man came to me and said, one of my members said, my boss wants to see you. I said, why? So he wants to know what can he do for the black youth in Chicago. I said, all right. So I go to him. He began to tell me about, well, if he's taken out of here and get to the pearly gates, Peter might ask him, what did he do, and so forth. And he had a meeting with somebody, and they said, what are you doing, Philip? He's a big corporate executive, chief executive officer of one of Fortune 5. And I said, Bob, I don't know what you can do today, but I'll know what you can do in 7 days. I'll be back. He said, well, here's my number, my cell, everything. I went back and I went to God for wisdom. The Bible says that verse 7 of Proverbs 2, he layeth up sound wisdom for the righteous. See, I had to know that He's laid that up for me.
Well, and that couples up with James chapter 1.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Any man like wisdom. Because
any man gives unto all men.
Bill, that is just huge. I'm sent in the earth, I'm sorry, deployed, as you said last week, spoke it, as a problem solver. That's part of my reason for being here.
That is the reason for every born again child of God.
I'm a problem solver. I'm not supposed to run from them. I've had in me, Christ has been made unto me wisdom. And there's a solution in here. If I don't know that, then I'm avoiding problems. I don't know. Those things happen. Or either I seek the wisdom of men, which seems right, but it's the end of that way is death. So I said, I'll be back. I got home, sought the Lord. He said, make a PowerPoint presentation out of some 8.5, 11 sheets of paper, and make 6 pieces of paper, 7 pieces of paper, whatever it was, and put it big type, just like you're making a presentation out of the company you came from.
Yeah.
And he said,
a business presentation.
And this is what to put on it. Boom. So I did that and started putting that on it. Went back to him, 7 days. begin to make the presentation, kind of walking them right through it. Now, it's interesting, but over in Matthew's gospel, in Matthew chapter 21, he says something interesting here. He says that no man, no, I said Matthew 21, pardon me, Luke 21. He says this. He says that verse 15, for I will give you a mouth and wisdom, which all of your adversaries shall not be able to gainsay nor resist. I got to the fourth chart. That's it, Reverend. That's it. I've got $40,000 in my chairman's fund now. Can you take that? I said, Bob, before I take it, let me go set up a bank account and make sure that we've got this thing all accounted for and so forth. Now, what is it saying? That with wisdom comes riches and honor. See, Solomon didn't have to go for it. Queen of Sheba brought it to him. And I'm saying that sometimes in businesses, maybe if we make the right presentation, the capital will be right there. Are you following?
Well, absolutely.
I'm trying to apply this thing now.
Sure.
Sometimes we're seeking something else other than wisdom. We're trying to get...
And if the CEO of a company...
Mm-hmm.
He's got a bottleneck in this thing somewhere, yep. Or they've got an expansion program, or whatever it is.
Right.
And he calls in all of his people. You're going to go back over and over and over all the stuff you already knew.
Yeah.
Now, remember what we talked about yesterday and the day before, the third person, the instructor?
That's exactly right.
Yeah. Hear me and you talking about something we don't know anymore. One of us don't know any more than the other one about. But the old guy comes in and sits down. He said, now, wait a minute, boys. Now, let me tell you how this thing works. And then on his wisdom, we can go forward. If that man will spend his time with God before he calls all them in, and take these same words that you took and just lay it down. I've done this. There was one time I got back home, very beginning of this ministry, and I walked in my dad's office there, and Gloria and I had been gone for 2 or 3 weeks on the road preaching, and he just handed me a little adding machine paper, you know, in red numbers there, said $5,000 in red. He said, you need to pray about this. Bill, I never seen $5,000 one time. But I took my Bible, I got on my knees, pulled my desk chair up there, and I laid my Bible in it.
Oh, goodness.
First, I laid John 16:23. But I didn't even start that until I said, Father, I need to know what to pray here.
My goodness. That's key, isn't it?
And instead of blah, 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 I got to have $5,000.
Yes, sir.
I went before the Lord one time.
Yes, sir.
And I said, Lord, I've got to have $1 million.
Yes,
I need
sir.
$1 million.
Yes, sir.
And then I stopped. I said, but sir, I'm inquiring of you. He said, you don't need $1 million. I said, you could have fooled me because I'm behind $1 million.
I got you.
No.
See.
Now, Bill, this is exactly what we're talking about now. He said, if I gave you $1 million today, the problem in your ministry that got you $1 million behind would eat that up and you'd be $2 million in the hole. Mm. What's the matter? Key issues. Key issue. And Brother Oil said to me, without faith, you'll never be able to see it. And I said, sir, I'm here to be corrected. I'm here to be directed. You can't get directed if you ain't willing to be corrected.
That's it.
And I said, I'll change. Correct me, please. Well, I spent a couple of days just praying in the Spirit. Mm. Just walking the floor and praying, thanking God. Not disturbed, upset,
because
we're on the way now.
Yeah.
God's going to show me what this is. And I I just was just going about my business and just praying and holding before the Lord. And it's like, bing, just somebody just turned the light on. And the Lord said, now you remember what I told you to do? And I've forgotten, that was about 3 years before. You agreed to do it, but then you let it slip. You forgot it. You didn't do it. He said, you need to correct that and go back and do that. I corrected it, went back and do it. It was amazing how that $1 million shortfall just
disappeared, didn't it? The anointing removed it.
Ain't nothing hard for God. I mean, He just changed it like that. I had it happen over a $6 million television bill that got out of phase and got all crimped up.
Gotcha.
And I was sweating it and worried about it and all that mess and everything. And I come to myself over the thing. And I said, oh God, forgive me. I've been carrying the care of this. And correct. The key issue was I got under the care of it. And I knew better than that. Boy, Gloria and I got before God. We repented and backed off. We judged ourselves and repented and received our forgiveness. And very, very deliberate to not even think about that and keep the care of it rolled over on God as He had taught us to do. That $6 million thing went away in a few weeks.
Brother Copeland, Daniel came, and what they were doing, the king had a dream. He couldn't remember what it was or how to interpret it. He called his wise men. They said, listen, just tell us what you dream. Maybe we can give you interpretation. He said, I don't know what I dreamed. You better tell me all of it, or I'm cut everybody's head off in this thing.
He was upset.
He was upset. Daniel said, let me have it. See, not running from it. Let me have it. And he went there, and he said something over here in Daniel chapter 2. I'm telling you, it says, he says down here in verse 23, I thank thee and praise thee, O thou God of my fathers, who has given me wisdom and might, and has made known unto me how, now what we desired of thee, for thou hast now made known unto us the king's matter. So he is saying up here, he said, wisdom and might are his in verse 20. Now, if he did it for Daniel under the old covenant, and I'm under a better covenant under this thing, I'm saying if any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God.
And he said he will give it liberally without finding fault.
My goodness.
I said, Lord, what does that mean? He said, if your faults kept me from giving you my wisdom, how would you ever know how to change the fault? I thought, yeah, he's not looking for a way to keep me out. He's trying to get me in. And we're out of time again. I know you got something out of this today. I know, because I could tell. We're talking to people all over this earth that are right in that same spot today.
Right there.
Because government economies and all that have caused this situation to where there are Christian people who don't know what to do. But God knows what to do, and He's trying to get it over to you if you just stop and be still a little bit. I had pain in my joints, and I'd pray and it'd go away and come back and all that. I just set aside 3 days and didn't pray about anything else. I said, Lord, I'm handing you all of my prayer responsibilities. I'm praying in the Spirit about this, and I'm receiving your wisdom. I've never, ever had it go the full 3 days. I've been doing that different times over this whole 46-year ministry period. Never had it to go the whole 3 days. And it was very simple, but I changed it, went away.
Isn't it wonderful that we have the wisdom of God to help us? Be sure to take advantage of the free downloads right under this video so you can learn even more. That concludes our third lesson, which means we have only two more lessons to go in this series. Thank you so much for learning with us. Now, our fourth lesson is titled, Trust God's Wisdom Above All Else. I hope you'll join us again very soon. Until next time, remember,
Jesus is Lord.